Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, August 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Chair of Templeton Area Advisory Group sentenced to a month in county jail. Representative Panetta announces $4 million for Paso Robles Airport. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetta Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. 71-year-old David Allen Leader, head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, has been sentenced to 2 years of supervised probation and 30 days in county jail. His sentencing is from felony vandalism and misdemeanor violations of court orders. Mr. Leader pled guilty to these counts in July, and his plea agreement resolved two consolidated criminal cases arising from a prolonged pattern of alleged vandalism, harassment, and repeated violations of a civil harassment restraining order at several Templeton area neighbors. A restitution hearing is scheduled for November 4th at 8:30 a.m. in the Department of 7 of the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court. Representative Jimmy Panetta announced nearly $4 million in federal funding will go to rehabilitate Taxiway A at the Paso Robles Municipal Airport. The federal grant, awarded through the Federal Aviation Administration's Airport Improvement Program, will support the rehabilitation of the 1,900 feet of existing taxiway pavement and minimize foreign object debris that could interfere with safe airport operations. Mayor John Hammond said, quote, Congressman Panetta's $3.9 million investment strengthens our airport's infrastructure and safety, supporting regional economic growth, public safety air operations, emergency response, and our future horizontal launch spaceport opportunities. Slo County agriculture generates $3.4 billion to local economy. I'll have that and other stories coming up. Cape Hurrell News Time is 6:10.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. 385 Hearing Aid Specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. According to a new study released by the County Agriculture Commissioner Sealer, Martin Sitivendemi, the county's agricultural and livestock sectors generated $3.4 billion in economic activity in 2024. The study found that agricultural activity injects $9.3 million into the county's economy every day. This report reflects a 34.3% increase from the 2019 economic report. Agriculture employment totaled over 19,000 positions. About 1,200 were tied to agriculture production and processing. Adjusting for inflation, agricultural production and value has grown 22.5% over the last decade in San Luis Obispo County. The full report, titled Economic Contributions of San Luis Obispo County Agriculture and Livestock, is now available for public review on the county's website. It was prepared by Dr. Jeff Langholz and Dr. Fernando Diapolis of Agricultural Impact Associates, LLC. Yesterday afternoon, Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a structure fire at 324 Vine Street. Firefighters found light smoke from a raised foundation duplex at 522 4th Street. The fire started on the outside deck and spread into nearby vegetation. Firefighters contained the blaze to the deck and exterior of the building with no extension into the attic. A total of 12 firefighters responded to the incident. The cause of the fire was determined to be smoking-related, according to a release from the fire department. Highway 41 was closed in both directions yesterday morning due to a fire near the Kings County and San Luis Obispo County lines. A big rig carrying hay that was on fire pulled over to the roadside at about 9:30 a.m., the fire from the hay spread to nearby vegetation, prompting a response from Kings County Fire at about 10 a.m. CHP posted on X that the fire would close the highway in both directions between the 46 at the Chelam Y and Highway 33. The highway is closed for about an hour as crews worked to extinguish the blaze. The next regularly scheduled meeting for the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority for Wednesday, August 26th, has been canceled. The next meeting will instead be held Wednesday, September 23rd at 4 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 6-4, Astros over the Angels 3-2, the Royals beat the Athletics 9-7, the Giants shut out the Guardians 1-0, Mets beat the Padres 4-2, the Yankees over the Orioles 5-3. Tonight, the Angels will face the Astros, the Athletics will go against the Royals, the Giants will face the Guardians, the Yankees will go against the Orioles. In California news, CHP joined more than 100 law enforcement agencies for a national organized retail crime blitz, helping recover almost $1.5 million in stolen goods. From August 1st to the 9th, CHP's task force saturated communities and led coordinated enforcement operations in businesses, arresting 97 suspects and recovering more than 8,500 stolen items. Earlier this week, the California Public Utilities Commission approved Waymo's updated passenger safety plan, clearing the company to expand paid driverless services across more of California. The footprint will now reach new markets around Sacramento and San Diego, while expanding territory around San Francisco and Los Angeles. On Wednesday, the California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection approved a new Zone Zero law throughout the state. Under the new guidelines, Californians in specific areas statewide could be required to remove combustible materials outside their home. Zone Zero targets the first 5 feet around the home. The draft regulation says fallen leaves, tree needles, bark storing firewood, and other combustible materials must be removed from the area. Local news is sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Cape Hurrell News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, U.S. sugar producers and policymakers are pressing for some changes to what they say is an outdated tariff structure that's contributing to record-high sugar stocks. Now, the issue was discussed at the recent and American Sugar Alliance's 41st Annual International Sweetener Symposium held this year in Colorado, where sugar beet and sugar cane producers met with industry leaders and policymakers. During this year's symposium, U.S. Department of Agriculture Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden reaffirmed the Trump administration's support, though, for domestic sugar producers, saying that the government will not allow unfair foreign competition to take American markets away from U.S. producers. USDA Sugar Program Manager Carlin Unger told this year's attendees that the United States entered 2026 with its highest sugar stocks on record, though. And she pointed to the over-quota tariff on imported sugar, saying that the rate was established in 2000 and therefore is no longer high enough to effectively limit imports. Meanwhile, 112 members of Congress have urged the USTR to investigate foreign trade practices and update sugar tariff rate quotas. You work hard from sunup to sundown, raising America's beef. And with Superior Livestock Auction, it's time to be rewarded with top dollar. Consign your cattle to Superior's Labor Day video auction running September 2nd and 3rd in Hudson Oaks, Texas, and live online. Call 1-800-422-2117 or visit superiorlivestock.com today. But hurry, the consignment deadline is fast approaching. It's August 24th. The future of livestock agriculture depends on the people who keep it moving forward. That's why ranchers, livestock markets, individuals, and industry leaders are coming together through the Common Ground Coalition. Finding common ground on issues like supporting the next generation, improving access to labor, strengthening risk management tools, and protecting our rural communities. One industry working together, a stronger future. Learn more or sign on to the movement today at commongroundcoalition.net. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. Downtown, everything's waiting for you. Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Once you try our bison meat, you won't go back. I'm Susanna Luthi Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I also raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch in Cambria, and we sell our meat at a pop-up shop every Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. off Highway 46 West. So, if you're headed to or from the coast, stop by for a tender steak, delicious burger, and more. We're almost through our harvest for the year, and steaks sell out fast, so don't miss out. Find us at TaylorRanch1868.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California lettuce was not impacted in a sprawling cyclospora outbreak that sickened thousands of people and made frequent headlines this summer. But farmers in the state who produce most of the country's lettuce are shouldering much of the economic pain as wary consumers ditch lettuce and other fresh produce. Last month, lettuce prices declined 16.4%, the largest month-over-month drop on record, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Meanwhile, market research from a firm reported that from July 18th to August 8th, sales of iceberg lettuce fell 25.4%. and prepackaged salads dipped 34.2%. Growers said they were left with little choice but to destroy about a third of their lettuce crops that were all ready to harvest. Quote, "It's been really bad," said Ryan Kelly, vice president and general manager of Salinas-based Butternut Farms in Monterey County. Since mid-July, he said the collapse in lettuce sales has erased the farm's entire profit margin for the year. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 60s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, sunny Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 90s Saturday, mid-90s on Sunday, low 90s Monday, upper 90s Tuesday, mid-90s on Wednesday, 91 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Plan to attend the 30th ever Creston Classic Rodeo, September 10th, 11th, and 12th. All of your rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, penny will be at the Creston Classic Rodeo, and don't miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little cowboys and cowgirls trying to stay on those sheep is always exciting. For more information, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and at CrestonClassicRodeo.org.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fresh readings on the job market and economy are encouraging. New unemployment claims remain subdued. Last week, claims declined to 206,000, down from the previous week, and suggesting companies are still not conducting widespread layoffs. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits for the week of August 8th, came in at 1.79 million, up slightly but close to economist predictions. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve's manufacturing index for this month jumped to a five-year high at 47.4. Economists were expecting some pullback from a strong reading in July. Walmart reported a stronger than expected quarter, though investors were anticipating a more upbeat forecast from Walmart, and the stock's losing ground. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Ricky's Furniture next to Walmart in Paso Robles is having a huge sale starting August 28th, and that will run through Labor Day. Buy a sofa or love seat and get a free recliner. Buy a mattress over $1,699 and get a free adjustable base. Recliners for as low as $399. So stop into the big showroom there. That's Ricky's, open 7 days a week in the Walmart Shopping Center. All righty, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Remember, you can change the subject topic at any time within the same conversation if we're making sense together anyway. So, the way to do it, hopefully it's still allowed to do it. Don't know how long, but we'll try.
I lived on outskirts of town. Morning Exchange. Everything. CKPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, Karen is in, and she'll be discussing the arrest of a repeat offender, mostly here in Paso Robles. Dan Dow will join in, and several of the so-called man's victims. So get ready for probably an emotional this afternoon. Again, sound off with Karen, 12:30 till 2. All right, a little bit. Baseball been very, very good, and was good for the Minnesota Twins last night. We're San Luis Obispo native. Brooks Lee, the Twins defeated the Braves 6-4, and Brooks had a part in that, playing third base. He went 1-for-4 with a ribby. Meanwhile, the Orioles got hosed, by the way, on that call. Should have been a home run for Alonso. Anyway, the Yankees defeated the Orioles 5-3, but Dylan Beavers from Paso Robles, it was a nice shot. He went 1-for-3, and that one hit was a home run to the opposite field there in Camden Yards. That was a really nice poke. All right, so there it is, a little update for you here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Let's see here. Oh, that's not it. That's my trivia question. Okay. So, Chris, you mentioned this in the California news on this new law or requirements or something like that on the wildfire
for protecting the home. You know how we got to remove vegetation around our homes, especially in the state of California?
Right.
That's basically what it is, the Zone Zero law.
Okay, and this is right now, pertains to homes in mostly certain areas.
Yes, so this is not for every home in California.
All right. Remember, I always tell you, or not tell, I always ask people to file things. It was over a year ago, and I mentioned this is not a law, but a little birdie told me that this would be coming. And not just coming to wildfire areas. This will, again, from what I've been told, eventually creep in to right down the street here, around your home here, within the neighborhood, so to speak. Now, you want to do as much as you can prevent and be smart. But I got a kick out of this when I saw an article on this morning when I came in. And again, maybe it's just me because I like looking at words. It says, research shows that dry, dense vegetation around buildings can cause fires to spread. Did you really need research to make that point? Chris, does that seem pretty obvious? That if you have dry, dense vegetation around buildings, it could cause fires to spread?
Yes, yes, it does.
So I don't know what this extensive research cost, but I'm sure here in the state of California, it took a lot of time and quite a few meetings with coffee and donuts to come up with this brilliant statement. Again, I'm not saying that we don't need to be as protective of the homes and the areas as possible, but This is absolutely amazing. And one of the things, again, I like to bring this up because when we first moved into Ranchita Canyon, now that's in Monterey County, I came home one Saturday morning and I saw a fire truck up on the hill. And it was about, 7:30, 8 o'clock. And I was a little nervous. I thought, well, maybe Brian was on a dirt bike and started a fire or something like that. Anyway, so this probably would have been in, probably around June. So, it's dry. Anyway, so I came and it was if the fire captain, whatever, she saw me and came over. And what she was doing is, and again, I thought this was really good. They noticed that this house was now occupied. The house was never occupied before. It was empty. So she and they were coming out, and they were looking over the property. And then also she gave me suggestions on what to plant and what not to plant. And I thought that that was a pretty good formula or whatever they had there. I don't know if they still do that, but it was pretty good that, okay, you can, we recommend this, but also even then she was saying, look, you don't put things real close to the house. Not only did she do that for fire, but she also said for such things as those snakes. If you have things low to the ground, you don't see them as well, et cetera, et cetera. So that was a very nice program that Monterey County had. Again, we're going back 17 years. So anyway, you got to be a little smart. I want shade. Well, you know what? I'd rather have my house safe and the neighbors safe and the area safe than worrying about just me and some shade. Again, you can put it away from the house. But again, it may be coming to closer in town, so to speak. All right, so you have that. And also, now we have elections coming up for quite a few different offices. And some of these already have, they are being endorsed by either people with names, recognition, or people that are currently in office. Again, I always ask people to think about questions beyond the basic ones to ask. So, for example, we just had this major victory for the people. This is regarding the fight against the water pirates. And we had a couple of elected officials who pursued this, wanting to sue their own citizens. Would it make sense to ask somebody who is being endorsed by one of these people who pursued this against the citizens to say, do you agree with the decision that the person that is endorsing you continue to want to sue its own citizens? And, I could see the answer, well, it's not relevant because it's not my thing. When they start answering that way, I think you can make a decision on where they're coming from. Well, we don't want to lay blame against sitting. I had nothing to do with this. No, I'm wondering, do you think that was the right thing to do? You're a citizen here. They were using your tax money to do this. Do you think it was the right thing to do? Do you think it was the right thing for whatever elected official was continuing to press for the parking issue here in Paso Robles? Do you think that a school board member who's running, do you think it's right that we're still battling over the flag issue or the bathroom issue? Well, I know that's a state law, but anyway, ask those questions. See how they answer it. That would be a suggestion. I don't know if people want to do that, but again, depending on the answer, you might be able to figure out or make your decision on this. All right, let's see here. I got something. Where did it go? Did I delete it? I hope I didn't delete it from yesterday. Oh, this has to do the tire issue here in the state of California. Again, California is trying to save us so much money that we can't afford to live here anymore, or many people can't. Anyway, so It says here, regarding this tires regulations that are coming up in a couple of years, sounds like a reason for a road trip to Las Vegas, and while I'm there, pick up some ammo, too, which I know people that have been doing that, unfortunately. Unfortunately. All right? So, there you go. And this Meta lawsuit. I got a kick out of it this morning, because I was listening to McGraw-Milhaven, and I don't know who the guest he had on, but he sounded, you know, pretty intelligent guy, talking about this specifically. And one of the things he said was that these states are saying that Meta is destroying people's lives, so therefore they should be sued to the tune of, $200 billion or more. I don't know the exact amount, but you get the drift. So we have the states, either elected or appointed officials, wanting to go after Meta because they are destroying people's lives. Do we need to go back 6 years ago and how the states destroyed people's lives? Their livelihoods, you couldn't see loved ones when they were passing, and they want Meta to be accountable, but they don't want to be accountable. I wonder how many of these people that are in on this lawsuit from all these states, wonder how many of their kids have been using this platform, which, by the way, can anybody, just for the sake of argument, tell me the difference between Meta, because people are saying that that it's addictive, deliberately addictive, I think,
one of the allegations?
Yeah. Addictive designed to attract children?
Designed to be addictive, yes, is a safe way to put it, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask folks a question. If that is the case, what is the difference between Meta and food companies? Although, just like this, the so-called addiction, it's not something that's scientific. Food addiction is not an official medical diagnosis, but many experts agree it's a real condition. And one of the thing is that dopamine or something like that, eating tasty food, triggers this chemicals in the brain, just like drugs or alcohol. So foods that are made with high amounts of, the sugars and the fats are engineered to light up the brain's reward system. So why not go after the food companies too? Or could this just be a foot in the door, as we like to say, regarding addiction? So, over time, a person may need more of these foods to feel good, lending to intense cravings and binge eatings, i.e. addictions. Okay. So, what else? Don't companies deliberately target certain audiences or just the general public for certain reasons? So, does that mean that, it's deliberate. Anyway, just a little something to throw out this morning. Here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. All righty, let's see here. We also have some California. They want corporations to disclose ties to slavery. This is the Truth in Disclosure Act targets companies with over $100 million in annual receipts across insurance, banking, and railroads. And, of course, this is out of California. What this bill would do is it would require major corporations doing business in California with, I mentioned the receipts, and this is worldwide receipts, not just in California, to review their historical records and submit sworn affidavits disclosing any past ties to slavery. I wonder if they would... what the application would look like for people if this were to happen here in California on reparations. The requirements of people to prove that they are direct descendants of slaves in a state that was not a slave state. Or could they have come from some other state and get reparations in California if they do this? Because this board has been working, I think, for, what, 3 years now? I think, on this. And it's gone back and forth. And we haven't seen much of the results, just the continued bickering and the money that's been bantered about to sellouts. I mean, to payouts. Okay, so, you know, again, these people in office, they take the oath to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of California, and then they want to extort money from the people and the businesses. Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. If you would, the money that they're giving,
Can you, you got a bad connection.
Yeah, how about now?
Well, right, yeah, when you do that, that sounds okay.
Okay, thank you. I'm trying to keep it off my, Bluetooth. But Diablo is giving us money because of why?
Well, you mean that they're giving the county $16 million?
Yes. What was the reasoning for that again?
I don't know the legal reason, but it's supposed to go for services and so forth here in the county. And I don't know if it's just what would you call a gift or a bribe to leave us alone?
Yeah, I was going to say, because they gave them an extension on their license. So was that a payoff for giving them that? I mean, that sounds like extortion to me. And then when you're talking about Meta, I was thinking that the states that are suing Meta, it'd be interesting to see what their budget shortfalls are. Are these all states that are needing money? Like you said, they've ruined a lot more lives than I think Meta has, but are they just trying to extort money out of them? You know, because they'll probably settle out of court. They may not want to fight this, but...
Well, okay, a lady called in the other day is... Why is it Meta's fault that parents aren't watching their 13-year-old kids on social media?
Exactly. I mean, they create content. I mean, I do that on going to YouTube. You know, I'll start looking up stuff, and all of a sudden, other stuff. You know, so I mean, yeah, it is a rabbit hole, I guess you would call it. But I mean, for an adult, you just shut it off. You don't keep going and going. For kids, if they're not being monitored, then that's not Meta's fault. That's exactly right, the parents' fault.
Can I step into this conversation again?
Sure.
Here we go.
It doesn't matter whose fault it is. That's not the question of the lawsuit. The lawsuit is whether or not Meta is designing its features or not to be addictive. I'm not disagreeing that it's part of the parents' problem, but that's not what the lawsuit is asking. It doesn't matter if it's the parents' fault or not. The lawsuit asks, is Meta designing its features to be addictive?
Boy, that would be a real slippery slope to travel, because there's a lot of things that could be umbrellaed underneath that as far as addictive. Cigarettes, obviously, alcohol, drugs, food, stuff like that. And so opening up that Pandora's box might not be a good idea.
They're already regulated, aren't they? Drugs, alcohol... Cigarettes?
They are, but I think that the lawsuit that's coming, once they start that with electronic devices and scrolling and stuff like that, I think then you're going to start seeing where they're going to be, their censorship. I mean, there might be a door that's going to be opened up that's not going to be good.
Sure. Another slippery slope.
Well,
yeah,
again,
I think so.
Okay, but again, I like to go back to the hypocrisy. These, you know, again, these people, these officials and so forth, stand up with their grandiose. They're ruining kids' lives. They're ruining kids' lives and so forth. So we're going to hold Meta responsible for this. and again, I'm going to go back to COVID. You ruined millions of people's lives of every age, and not one thing have I seen anybody being held accountable for. So let's knock off, you know, this grandiose, greater than, you know, God type of behavior.
And, you know, the thing about it, too, is you talk about it, it's all about the kids. It's about the kids. You know, it's we're trying to keep the kids safe and this and that. So, yeah, they're going to go after them. They're going to try to get some money out of them. As far as being addictive, I mean, I don't know. To me, it just sounds like it's going to be a I don't know. To me, it's extortion myself.
Well, okay, so, you know, we mentioned food and all these other things. Why can't we do it with the gaming devices and all these other things that they get kids hooked at a young age? And, again, I don't care what it is, but they are designed to a specific audience or a demographic. That's just general advertising.
Right. I never got into the gaming industry, you know, at the end of it, but... Yeah, there are certain things that, you know, become addictive that...
Well, you know, addictive, I guess, is a word to use because it sounds evil, but maybe people get hooked on it, you know, and I don't care what it is. It's a sport or some other games that because they like to do it, but it's not really impacting their life.
Yeah. Well, gambling's addictive. I mean... everything's addictive if you think about it. I mean, I'm addicted to going to work every day.
Well, okay, you know, again, we need to point out sometimes the ridiculous to make a point, but you mentioned the slippery slope. So again, if this meta thing is addictive, what's next?
Right. What's next? Just and like you said, a little bit at a time. It doesn't take a lot, but they take a little bit at a time, and all of a sudden, now you're restricted for a lot of different reasons.
All right, so we have, you know, we know the foods with the dopamine that, you know, it triggers something in the brain. So can we go back and sue McDonald's because of Happy Meals for kids? Moms and dads bringing their kids in for a Happy Meal or something like that. We're going to get them addicted now, and they're going to be lard asses by the time they're 25.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Where does it end?
It usually doesn't when they see money.
That is true. Now that you're making me hungry.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right. Well, go get a McMuffin. I think. I don't know. Do they still make McMuffins, Chris?
I don't know. I don't go to McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a McDonald's kid. Probably went to it like once or twice my entire childhood.
I haven't been in it, I don't know, 10 years or something, but I will say I did like their French fries. It's, I guess, would French fries be one of those hard things to mess up?
What do you mean by hard to mess up?
Cooking.
I would imagine so. I mean, they're pretty straightforward. Right, okay, it depends. Are you like preparing them from scratch or like from a package?
I don't care.
Because, like, from a package, it's, you know, it's super easy. You just put them in the oven, the air fryer, you know, you can fry them up in more oil if you really want to be fatty about it. But cooking them from scratch, you know, cutting them yourself, blanching them, seasoning them right, that could maybe, you know, get a little bit trickier.
I love those. Either making, cutting the potato up, putting the salt and, you know, the grease or whatever in the pan. I love those. But their work, preparing that.
That's why I get them packaged.
Right, and plus the oil splatters all over your arms and stuff. But it does sound pretty good. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Yesterday afternoon, Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a structure fire at 324 Vine Street. Firefighters found smoke from a raised foundation duplex, and the fire spread to nearby vegetation, starting on the outside deck. Firefighters managed to contain it with no extension into the attic, and the cause was determined to be smoking-related. 71-year-old David Allen Leader, head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, has been sentenced to 2 years of supervised probation and 30 days in county jail. This sentencing is from felony vandalism and misdemeanor violations of court orders arising from a prolonged pattern of alleged vandalism and harassment at several Templeton area neighbors. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump issuing a new threat against Iran.
The president threatening to ramp up economic pressure on the regime in Tehran and on the countries that are helping to prop them up.
Fox's Kevin Cork, the president threatening to unleash what he says is the most crushing economic operation ever undertaken. A Russian missile barrage overnight killing at least 12 people, injuring 33 in Kyiv as explosions rocked the capital. Ukraine says Russia launched dozens of ballistic cruise hypersonic missiles, including 168 drones. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has been pushing for more anti-ballistic missiles to be delivered to Ukraine. And South Korea's news agency says North Korea's at it again, firing an unidentified projectile off the North's east coast. Comes hours after the President Trump announced he'll meet with North Korea's leader later this year. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso, Tile, and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Wednesday, the Phillies won their 6th straight 4-1 over the Marlins. 7 strong innings from Aaron Nola and a 2-run homer from Luis Arraez. Dodgers dogged the Rockies 6-4 in 10 innings. Mookie Betts went deep and had an RBI knock in extras. Mariners bounced back from that 22-0 debacle to down the Brewers 7-5. Twins completed their sweep of the Braves 6-4. White Sox whitewashed the Cubs 3-0. Three pitchers combining on a two-hitter. Pitchers duel in Cleveland. The Giants got by the Guardians 1-0. Cade Cavalli struck out 11 and combined on a four-hitter as the Nationals nailed the Rangers 6-0. Yankees beat the Orioles 5-3. Pete Alonso hit his 29th homer for Baltimore, and it looked like he had number 30 in the seventh to put them ahead. But the third base umpire called the ball foul, and MLB replay said it couldn't tell. O's manager Craig Albernaz.
Other sports use ball tracking data for challengeable calls. Don't understand why we don't do it, but it's not why we lost the game.
MLB Replay is housed in New York City, which the Yankees also call home. Astros wing the Angels. Royals used a 7-run seventh to paddle the A's. Rays hung up a 5-spot in the fourth and held off the Blue Jays. Diamondbacks got 2 in the 10th to shade the Red Sox. Pirates got 9th-inning dingers from Rafael Flores and Brandon Lau to walk one off against the Tigers. Mets doubled up the Padres, and the Reds got by the Cardinals. The second stage of golf's FedEx Cup playoffs, the BMW Championship, tees off today in St. Louis, and NFL preseason week 2 kicks off with 2 games tonight. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Sunshine and some high clouds, mid-90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 60. And on your Friday, we'll be in the mid-90s once again. Upper 90s on Saturday, back to the mid-90s. On Sunday, low 90s Monday, back to the upper 90s on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then back to the low 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 627 a.m., 748 p.m. We are at 55. degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Okay, moving right along.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals are out and about and get them home where they need to be and stuff like that. So still a little, some areas. You're coming in from out that way, Pleasant, or not Pleasant, but Renchie. Lots of deer on the roads this morning. I know that the sun's coming up, but just be extra careful. Be extra careful. All right, nothing to report. If you lose one or find one, Chris, we are running late, so you were off the hook until Monday.
Well, that's good. I wasn't doing so hot this week, unlike last week.
Well, you know, that's you make it up sometimes.
That's how it goes.
You lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. All right, running out of time is not on my side. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Fast Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You are qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. Okay, here is today's question. The Smithsonian Institution holds millions of cultural, scientific treasures and more in its multi-museums in Washington, D.C. According to this, what is the most famous one of items, or what are you want to call it, from the entertainment industry? The most famous or most looked at item in the Smithsonian Institution, one of their, probably, I don't know if it would be the natural, but anyway. So it's from the entertainment industry. The most, I guess, frequented exhibit. From the entertainment industry at the Smithsonian. Okay, to the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Dorothy's Ruby Red Slippers.
Yes, Dorothy's Ruby Red Slippers from the Wizard of Oz. Yes, indeed.
Well,
have you ever been to Smithsonian?
No.
Oh, okay. No. All right, well.
Love to.
it's quite the place, obviously. So, All right, may I have your name, please?
It's Kay Dick.
Hey, Kay, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Not too bad.
Good.
All right, I have you down as a qualifier, Kay, and you enjoy your day.
Okay. Thank you so much, too.
All right, you're welcome. Bye. Now, another one is the chair from All in the Family. That's another one, but some of the other most famous that people like to go see are the Hope Diamond. I don't even know how much that's worth. Didn't Elizabeth Taylor have the Hope Diamond once? Or am I thinking of something else? All right, the other is the Star Spangled Banner, the massive original flag that flew over Fort McHenry and inspired the United States National Anthem. And the other, which is amazing to see, as a matter of fact, you go, I don't know why these guys even got into this thing when we compare it to today's technology. But one of the other most famous observed is the Apollo 11 command module. It is just a sight to see.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Highway 41 was closed in both directions yesterday morning due to a fire near the Kings County and San Luis Obispo County lines. A big rig carrying hay was on fire and pulled over to the roadside at about 9:30 a.m. The fire from the hay spread to nearby vegetation, prompting a response from Kings County at about 10 a.m. Yesterday afternoon, Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a structure fire on Vine Street. Firefighters found light smoke from a raised duplex and spread to nearby vegetation. Firefighters managed to contain the blaze, and the cause was determined to be smoking-related. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Now, this is amazing. The absolute oldest material in the entire Smithsonian Institution collection is the something meteorite, which is estimated to be roughly 4.57 billion years old. It predates Earth itself and is housed in the National Museum of Natural History.
Wow.
Okay, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, porcelain, granite, marble, quartz, and more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.